Welcome to Adrenaline Addicts, the podcast that reviews the most intense, heart-racing, adrenaline-pumping sports known to this world. I'm your host, Justin Sariska. In today's episode, Freedom Riding. Do you remember the feeling you had when you were a kid, taking your bike down a steep hill, wind rushing through your hair, or just riding with your friends going on a crazy adventure? Just chasing that sense of freedom. There's an entire genre of motorcycling dedicated to chasing that feeling, and it is called free riding. Free riding is a type of dirt biking which has no rules, regulations, prizes, events, races, or winners. It is simply riding with your friends and making jumps and features in natural terrain, done 100% for the rider's enjoyment. For this podcast, we will be talking to the biggest name in free riding, Jeremy Steinberg, or better known as Twitch. Jeremy, it's great to have you here. Thanks for coming. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm just doing great. Looking forward to this interview. Is it all right if I call you Twitch?
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you very much. So, Twitch, can you tell me anything about yourself and your experiences growing up while dirt biking?
Yeah, of course. Growing up, I lived in California all my life. My dad put me on a bike ever since I could remember. We'd always go riding in the vineyards, and it's always been a great time.
That's good to hear. What was your first bike?
I had a PW50 my dad got me when I was about 7.
Wow. Did your mom have anything to say about that, putting you on a dirt bike that young?
She didn't agree with it, but she saw how much fun I was having, so she couldn't resist.
Wow. Sounds like you have some nice parents.
Absolutely.
So, Twitch, when did you exactly get into free riding?
In my teenage years, I started riding, racing, and doing some freestyle competition. And then weekends when I wasn't riding for competitions, I'd go up to the hills with my friends, and we'd dig our own jumps and hit some big booters.
Yeah? Sounds like a good time. Did you prefer that over racing while growing up?
I think the first couple of years I liked racing more, and then it just became more of a hobby for me of what I like to do, and that's when free riding kind of became my main focus.
Did you guys know what free riding was, or were you guys just trying to have a good time out there?
No, we didn't really have a name for what we did. We would just go out and ride, and I think recently it's just been kind of developed and more people are starting to learn about free riding.
How have you turned free riding into a full-time career for yourself?
Nowadays with social media, I can film videos and put it on YouTube, and the more views, obviously, the more money I get.
How have sponsors come into this? Have people sponsored you even after you've gone to a less mainstream professional riding career?
Yeah, absolutely. I have pretty loyal sponsors. I've had sponsors for a long time, like Kawasaki and Monster Energy, who always sponsored me and kind of kept my career going.
So are they paying you to say this right now?
No.
All right. Well, if you don't mind me asking, what has brought you more financial success, racing and corporate events or free riding with social media?
Racing did, but I don't think it's worth it. I think free riding and having a better time is definitely more valuable to me.
Yeah, I think that's very appealing to the young kids starting out, because racing, like, it's huge, and they see the guys on TV, but really I think most kids just want to go out there and have fun with their friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
Free riding is obviously a very extreme sport. I mean, stuff must never go as planned. I thought you must have some pretty interesting stories. I was wondering if you could share some of the funniest or craziest of your stories.
Yeah, I'd love to. Back in 2015, there was we were doing a free ride event, and there's a best whip competition. And I thought it'd be funny, my friend Axel, who...
Axel Hodges, is he also a free rider?
Yes, he is. One of my good friends, too.
Oh, wow.
He's maybe a bit better than me, but don't tell him that. I made him put on my jersey, and he went and rode for me. And it just shows it's more of having a fun time, not being so serious.
Yeah, I guess when you're not in a professional career like that, they don't really you don't really have any consequences for doing stuff like that.
Yes.
But I think if you were racing professionally, like you, like some of the guys that are like Ricky Carmichael, James Stewart, if they pulled something like that in an event, their sponsors wouldn't be very happy.
Oh, yeah. They'd be furious.
Yeah, that just couldn't happen. Well, that's really cool. Free riding comes with a lot of risks, especially when you're pushing it as hard as you do. Can you tell me a time where you got in a big injury, but you managed to get back on the bike, and how did you do that?
Yeah, I'd love to. And in 2007, we were riding at the Dew Tour, and there was a jump there, and I said I was going to flip it, and I off the lip, it just popped me up so high, I just let go of the bike, and I broke both my legs.
Oh my God, that must have been absolutely excruciatingly painful.
Every second was, it felt like forever.
Wow. Did you get rushed straight to the hospital after that?
Oh yeah, helicopter flown there.
Oh my God. So after that crash, and obviously you had to go to the hospital and get some physical rehabilitation, mm-hmm. How long did it take you to get back on your bike, and was there any mental barriers between there?
Well, I was at home on the couch for about 2 months, and I couldn't walk before I could start doing some rehabilitation.
Right. It
took about 4 months for me to get back on the bike, and obviously the body forgets pain, so eventually, after being off the bike for so long, you start to get antsy and you want to get back on the bike and hit some big jumps.
Right, so you're motivated to get back on the bike even after those big crashes?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, that's crazy coming from someone like me. I cannot imagine doing that. Do you still do tricks like you did that day when you crashed?
I stick to more whips now. I don't go as much upside down. You know, I'm getting quite old, but...
Yeah, all right. What would you say separates professional riders like yourself that aren't afraid to get hurt between amateurs where they think the risk is just too much so that getting hurt is not worth it for them?
I think it's just purely the love for the sport and just being born with it. I know some people that have had crashes and have just walked away from the sport, and then there's some other people that would die on their dirt bike.
Yeah, I know some stories of people who got big crashes and then they either take it very slowly after that or they're just completely out. So you're saying that the difference between them is just not how much you don't want to get hurt, but how much love you have for the sport so that it's always worth it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So your daughter, when you had her, would you say that the way you calculated risk changed after she was born?
Well, when I had my first daughter, Katrina, I wanted to be there for her, and didn't want to get injured in front of her. But I also wanted to teach her a great life lesson that it's worth taking risks for what you're passionate about.
Does Katrina ride motorcycles right now?
She does. Yeah.
Yeah. Do all your kids ride dirt bikes, and do you condone that? And does your their mother also agree with that?
My wife is okay with it, but I think they're a little too young, and they're more into modeling right now. They aren't too big on the dirt bikes.
No. Are you hoping to have a son?
I think we're done having kids, but maybe we'll adopt one.
Nice. Being as popular as you are on Instagram, you obviously hear a lot from young riders and fans. In your opinion, where would you say the sport of free riding is going within the next 10 years or so?
I think the sport of free riding is going to expand a lot. I think it started off with just a really small group of guys just doing what they love, and then with social media being able to get a lot more exposure from young and other people, I think the sport's going to grow rapidly.
How would you say social media has affected the way that you were able to free ride?
I think it's been a great way for me to express myself.
When you hear from your fans, do you encourage them to pursue free riding as a career or just a hobby?
Yeah, absolutely. I think all the skill levels, I encourage it all. If big guys that are sponsored, and also if you're just learning how to start riding, I think it's great for everyone, and it's always a great time.
Yeah, I know I used to ride dirt bike, nothing like what you're doing, but I always had a great time on it, so I'm going to put my kids on their bike, and we'll see how that goes. Yeah, they look up to you. They follow you on Instagram. They watch all your vlogs.
Oh wow, that's really something special to hear.
Would you say you were happy with the way free riding has been progressing and what it's become today?
Yeah, it's the sport's become huge. It's more than what I ever could have thought. When Travis Pastrana first did the double backflip, double backflips weren't even a thing, and now almost everyone's doing them in competition. It's crazy to see, and I'm excited to see where the sport goes.
Yeah, it's nice having sports like these where kids can just go out and have fun, especially nowadays when people are just sitting home at on their phones. It's good to see kids going out there just having a good time in the wilderness on their bikes.
Absolutely.
Well, that'll be all for the questions for today. Thank you very much for coming here, Twitch.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you very much for having me, Justin.
No worries. Hope you have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Maybe we can ride sometime.
Oh, I'd love that. Well, that'll be all for today for Adrenaline Addicts. I hope you enjoyed this episode on free riding. And I'd just like to thank Twitch for coming out here again.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
No problem. And that'll be all. I hope you guys have a great day.